dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And I am your host, John Overall. And unfortunately, Marcus will not be with me on this show. It seems he's down in Southern California today, and they have a massive power outage down there. Checking the news on that, and it looks like it's a pretty good size, starting somewhere out in Arizona. But you can always go review the news on that and find out exactly what was happening. So anyway, I'm here to do the show today, and looks like I'll just be covering my set of plugins here and mainly talking about this and that, whatever happens to come to mind. Who knows, maybe even a little bit of music and a couple of test things I want to run out here and see how they work. So, what have I got first? Well, first off, don't forget, this podcast is now available on its website at wppluginsa-z.com, where you can check it out and download the show, leave some comments. Don't forget, go there and use SpeakPipe and leave us a little short, brief message. We'll get you on the show. Makes it kind of exciting for us to get feedback from our listeners. So what else have we got? A little bit of a rant on random things. I've got nothing really to complain about. I've been really busy the last week and a half polishing off projects and picking up little jobs here and there that have to be done. So what have we got first off? Some random thoughts, some stuff I've learned and discovered this week about CMS systems and moving them and domain issues around SSL and just damn too many plugins, not enough hours in the day to keep track of them all. So anyway, random thoughts about CMS systems. Well, I was thinking about it, and I discovered CMS systems are actually quite fantastic if you want to flip from one domain name to another. And what that does is it allows you to simply go in, gather all your files, move them to the new domain name, even on a new server, gather the database, move that to the new domain name, then go into the configuration file for that CMS system, change the root URLs, change the access to the database, and boom, it's up online and running again. Doesn't take that long at all. I was rather kind of excited. I did that for a couple of websites this past week. And what I also did discover, though, is on one of them, when we were moving, we were going from an older domain that they had sort of lost control of their SSL certificate, which expired. And when we were trying to create a new one, we found we couldn't create a new one because the domain is still locked into the old SSL certificate. What that does for you, in case you're not aware, which I recently discovered, is that you can't just create a new domain or a new SSL. You have to find a way to get the old SSL certificate completely revoked. One is to contact the domain registrar and jump through a whole whack load of hoops and other things to get them to terminate it for you. Or the other is simply just put it on a new domain name that's never had an SSL and recreate it, which is pretty much what we did. So that's one way of dealing with it. So what else have we got? You know, this past week I've been pretty busy because I've been polishing up. I polished up over 6 websites this past week. I'm talking since last, not this week, but the week before inclusive. So almost 2 weeks. 6 websites that I've polished up and are ready for client approvals. And so it looks like I might be doing some serious launching over the next couple of weeks. So anyway, what I discovered is, wow, there's a lot of configurations of WordPress. In those 6 sites alone, the configurations I've got one of them is information, one of them is sales, one of them is a community, another one is an e-commerce store, another one is just basic brochure type, and the plugins that are used, it's like website I went from as little as, you know, 5-10 plugins on one to as many as 60 plugins on the other. And everything in between. And it's like, wow. And I think about it, and it's like, holy smokes, the plugins, it's what makes WordPress so powerful. The amazing tool that it is, which is why I enjoy it so much. The other thing that I've done is I've discovered the joy of WordPress e-commerce stores, finally. And using the plugin WP eCommerce, which once upon a time I used and then abandoned because it wasn't fully developed and it was sort of lacking. But about 6 months ago, I picked it back up again and have started using it since. And it's been massively developed in the last year, I think. In fact, now I think it's starting to mature quite nicely. One of the things I've discovered is there's a fantastic way of converting an OS Commerce database to WP eCommerce and keeping almost everything intact. And what this conversion process does, this is not a free process, by the way. This is from a company that they specialize in converting databases. They're well worth the money. And it's called Cart2Cart. And I can't remember their domain or their URL at the moment, but I might remember to stick it in the show notes. Send me an email. I'll be happy to fire you my info on it too. Unfortunately, they don't have an affiliate program. If they do, I would love to get involved with it because it's a great thing. Anyway, what it does is when they convert your database over from OS Commerce to WP eCommerce, they bring in your photos, they stick your images in, they bring in your categories, your subcategories, they bring in all of your variations and put it all into the right place. They also bring in your customer data, your sales data, your everything, and it all puts in the right place, and you can turn on all the plugins that are now available for WP eCommerce for managing the data and managing this and managing that. And it's like it makes OS Commerce look bland by comparison, and in simple fact, the fact that OS Commerce is such a pain to do SEO on, and you're bringing it to WordPress where your SEO is just going to skyrocket through the roof. I mean, it was just fantastic. I found it to be beautiful. Just did a beautiful job. I was really ecstatic, and it saved me tons of money. It was well worth the cost of paying them to convert the database for me. At first, I was, what? And of course, what they do is they have a demo for it, you know, where they'll bring in, like, you know, a small percentage of your database to prove to you that it's going to convert properly. And if it doesn't, you can go tweak all your settings and then re-import the demo stuff and re-import it. I went through three demo importations until it imported it all into the correct spots, because I had to go back and retweak the WP Commerce settings to make sure everything was going to fall into place. But it was well worth it. It made it so much easier to do this e-commerce project, because I'm converting an OS Commerce site that's been up online for several years, and he's got 5,000 products in there, 3,000 clients, you know, 7,000 sales slips in there, and it's like, yeah, he's got a lot of data accumulated. So this has just made life a hell of a lot easier. So anyway, it's something for you to think about. Now, I also wanted to say a big thank you to many of my listeners out there, and our listeners. Marcus isn't here, so I get to claim, you know, everybody today. And I wanted to say thank you for those of you who are sending work my way. I thoroughly appreciate it. I am very happy that you've found my shows useful, and think that by contacting me, you can get some great work done, which I hope I've been doing for you. The other one is, for listeners that sent me some work and I sent back to them and said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'll pass it along to someone knowledgeable or someone who has this particular area of expertise, and they'll certainly help you out. So if I pass you along to somebody, you can be assured that I've vetted them to make sure that they are good quality people. I always make sure of it, and you all know who you are that are listening, and you know what I'm talking about. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Keep sending it to me. Keep listening to the show. And thank you very much. So what else have I got? For those of you that are gamers, and Marcus isn't here to pick on me, but what the hell. Diablo 3, it looks like it's going to be loads of fun. It's going to officially launch on March 15th. If you're a Diablo fan, Diablo 3, you can actually go download the client and get it installed on your computer and wait. Because it lets you download the client, let you install the client, then when you go to launch it, it goes, the hellfire rain is still falling. You have to wait. Bummer. I was excited. I thought maybe I had a sneak preview. But anyway, waiting for that. And the other one is, if you're a Warcraft player, the Pandaren Mists, the new expansion for World of Warcraft, the beta, from now what I understand, is now live. And I'm supposed to get a beta key, but I went and checked today. My beta key hasn't arrived yet, so hopefully my beta key will arrive soon so I can go check it out, see how it is, see the new changes, you know, check out the bugs. So anyway, that's all I've got to say there. What else have we got? Shoutouts this week? Well, it's been pretty quiet on all the fronts. I guess everyone has been busy as I've been, you know, which is a good thing. It's just been crazy busy all over the place, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm really grateful for the fact that I've got lots of work to do. Keeps me happy, keeps my wife happy. And what else have we got? Listener feedback, audio clips. We got none this week. And I was sort of bummed about that. You know, we started off really strong with that, and now we've sort of petered off. So please, folks, take a few minutes. Go to wppluginsa2z.com. Look on the left-hand column. You'll see a thing from SpeakPipe. It should have a pop-up that says, click here, record your piece, send it to us. We don't even need a full... All we need you to do is pop in there, say, hi, I hate your show, or hi, I love your show, or hi, your show really needs to have this in it, or hi, can you answer this question for me? Whatever you want. You know, we'll do whatever we can for you. And send it in to us. We would really love to hear from more of you listeners out there. We really thoroughly enjoy it. I haven't had a chance to pop into iTunes in a while and check our ratings, so hopefully you all have been giving us ratings there. That would be great. Get us listed higher in iTunes. And you can check us out at blueberry.com, too, and give us ratings there. Give us ratings on our website. Tell your friends about it. This week, what have we got for list of interesting sites? Well, I've got one site, and this one here happens to also be a client site, so full disclosure. It's called LatineGuitars.com. And what I've found, it's an interesting WordPress site in that the theme that's running it, I hadn't quite seen a theme working this way in WordPress. It sort of mimics many of the attributes of a Flash theme, which I thought was pretty cool. And it's designed for showcasing photos and graphics and videos and other things. And it works very nicely. It's a bit of a pain to tweak. You got to find out where they're hiding everything in the multiple layers of CSS files. But once you get it all tweaked out, it's pretty nice. And I kind of like the theme. I like the way it works. It was one my client had picked up and they'd been working on, and they contacted me to do some final tweaks that they were unable to figure out in the CSS. So I've got them all squared away, but check it out. It's a pretty cool site. And if you're into guitars, looks like they make some fantastic guitars. And they're custom made, I believe, here in Victoria, BC. Which, of course, Victoria is a fantastic place to live. We love this place. Oh, I love this place. And lots of friends and lots of people I know love this place. So anyway, what else? World of WordPress news and other interesting WordPress-related posts. This week, only a couple of articles that I found. Found one article about 15 must-have free banners for WordPress plugins. It's an interesting article on banners, banner plugins. And then the other one, this is an article, a study done about how most webmasters don't know how their websites got hacked. And what it does is it explores the fact that most webmasters or website owners don't know they're hacked until someone else tells them. They don't actively monitor their website. And what they discovered is that the majority of them were hacked because they were using outdated CMS systems. In other words, they were using WordPress, Joomla, what's that other one, Drupal, any other form of the open source CMS systems that had been updated, and they hadn't kept up to date with them. And of course, if you don't keep up to date with them, security flaws are there. They're just not discovered until later. And what happens is, once they're discovered, sometimes they're announced, sometimes they're not, but the hackers will sometimes discover them. And of course, they don't announce them except to other hackers who can then come in and see you and tear you apart. So make sure you've got your website up to date. And if you don't, come see me. I'll be happy to get it all up to date for you. And that's all I've got there. Now, What have I got here? I've got a little test piece I wanted to run, and this is a little intro music I was going to run for me and Marcus, and I think I will run mine, and maybe when I'm done my plugins here, I'll run Marcus's just so he can hear it, because he'll listen to this show when his power comes back on, I'm sure. So anyway, here's what we got. Let's try this. Transition to John. So, there's my transition. We've got to figure out how it's going to work in the show. Not sure yet. So anyway, what have I got? Plugins. Plugins for this week. These are plugins that I discovered this last week while getting all these websites polished up and ready to launch. And the first one I've got here for you is a newsletter plugin. And the reason I went looking for another newsletter plugin was this client in particular needed a lightweight newsletter plugin that they didn't have to do any work to maintain. They wanted something that was automatic and just sent out to people. They don't have to actually go do anything for it. What this plugin is designed to do is it's designed to gather up your posts, gather up your tweets, and then send them out as a newsletter, either daily, weekly, monthly, or biannually, and I think even annually in there. They give you lots of choices. And it sends them out pretty nicely, does a pretty decent job of it, formats it up pretty cleanly, and then it also sticks a header on it, so it's actually kind of nice looking. Now, what they've got to say about this, it's a relatively, new plugin. You know, it was 6 days old when I discovered it, and so that actually this also falls into my new plugin new plugin bit for this week too. So anyway, it was done by Pillar Development, and they said it's an easy plugin that recycles your blog posts into a monthly newsletter and sends it out automatically. It does exactly what it says it's going to do, and it seems to work great. What I found with it, the plugin was great, very simple to set up. The only tech part you have to create is you have to create a proper cron job for it to run. A pretty simple to do thing to do on most web hosting providers. If yours doesn't have it, then it's time for you to switch. If you don't know how to set up a cron job, you need to contact a developer who knows how to set it up for you. Formatting the newsletter was clean. The only issue I have, and I actually talked to the author about the plugin, was being able to shorten the stories posted in the newsletter. What it was doing was it was taking the entire article and sticking it in a newsletter. So if, for instance, we had a busy week and we had like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 articles and sent it out, that would make for one great big long email. Just a little too crazy. And so what I talked to him about was setting it up so it could be limited by number of characters, cut off. Say you wanted to, you know, only have the first paragraph or two, you know, basically just snippets. And I was surprised. I didn't expect an answer so quick, but Richard actually got back to me, contacted me pretty quick, and he said he was working on some changes, and it turns out he made some changes in it. I got another email from him today notifying me of the changes, and I guess I could have had a shout-out to him, but we got him right here. Hey, Richard, thanks a lot. I really like your plugin. It's great, and I had to give it a 5 Dragon. Very nice plugin. So what else do we got? Let's see what's next in the list here. Moving down the line. Another one for social media. This one here is called Social Links. And what it does is it brings up in each post, it adds social links to the Twitter button. Now, we've done several different plugins for social links. Now, the reason I went hunting for another one was the one that we'd done last, very nice plugin, was giving me some loading issues on one site. And I don't know why. It was conflicting with another plugin I was using. But because this is the minor of the two plugins that was needed and easily replaced, I decided to go ahead and deal this one out. So I needed a new plugin for social buttons to replace the one we reviewed, and the best part about this was it also included Pinterest. And since that has become a pretty popular part of the web right now, It was great, until for some reason it would not display at the top of any pages, but worked fine with posts. And this is the one thing that I really couldn't quite make work properly, is with posts, you could display it at the top or the bottom of the page, not a problem. With pages, for some reason, it would not display at the top of the page. It would only display at the bottom of the page. A minor issue, but it still got it marked down in rating because of that. It's got a glitch in it. But other than that, it ran pretty smooth. I found it to install quite nicely. Pretty decent plugin, and it displayed all the buttons I wanted it to display, which is kind of cool. And so because of its minor issue, I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. Let's see, what else have we got? This one here falls along the line of dealing with WordPress custom administration bars. And what I needed to do, I was creating a website that would allow the administrators to get into certain areas of the site. I also wanted it to prevent the administration bar from showing for other users. I didn't want them to have an admin bar showing up on either the front or the back end. And what I'm talking about is anyone below the administrator level of the website. Because I needed to make sure that they had a cleaner look and they didn't wander into places I didn't want them to go on this particular website. And what they have to say about it is it's a really simple, easy to use plugin to help gain control of the new admin bar. It gives you the options to change to see who sees the admin bar based on their user role, change or override the default styling, or remove the admin bar altogether. It also adds a menu, which gives you the ability to disable it on a single page or site-wide for a single browser session. So it does do all these things. It's very nice. I used it for one main reason. I had custom roles in this one website I was building, and those custom roles did not need the admin bar. They needed other stuff, so I used it to terminate that. I found this plugin to be simple, easy, worked great for limiting the admin bar to other users, just plain worked, installed, nice and pretty. So of course, when they do that for me, they get a 5 Dragon rating. You gotta love it. And what else have I got? I actually had several plugins. This is my final one of this week. And this one here, I came across this one by accident. I was actually looking for something else when I stumbled across this one. And I saw it, and it sort of piqued my interest, and I thought, let me check it out and see what it can do. And what it's called is My Calendar. And I've dealt with many calendar plugins. I'm constantly looking for new and improved calendar plugins, and for different levels of websites need different types of calendar plugins for managing different information. And this one I needed was a pretty simple event calendar, just something that they could throw an event into and have it appear and then disappear when it was done. Nothing exciting, just pretty simple. My Calendar plugin provides event management and numerous methods to display your events. The plugin supports individual site calendars within WordPress. It even works within WordPress MU or multiple calendars displayed by categories or locations of events. It's got a standard grid, show events in monthly, weekly, daily, mini calendar, compact, widget to show today's events. Like I said, and it's got more. I stumbled across it by accident, and I found it to be a great calendar. Simple, easy setup, and works great if you just want to supply event listings and nothing else. Although it does have a payment module, I didn't get to testing the payment module. I didn't need that much. I can't think of the word. Interactivity, proactivity. You know what I'm talking about. When the brain slips. So anyway, I didn't need that. I didn't need it to do that much, and I found it to be great. I did give it a 4 Dragon rating, and at the moment I can't remember exactly why I dropped it one notch. There must have been some little glitch in it that I had to set up. I forgot to put it in my notes. I was just so busy on other things on here. What else have I got? That's pretty much it. That's what I have for plugins this week. I do have one thing I want to do this week. I've got one song I want to play, but I think I'll leave that for the end to carry the show out. And of course, Marcus was supposed to be interspersed in there in between all my plugins so he could talk about his plugins, but like I said, he's stuck in Southern California, no power, and it seems it's a pretty big outage down there. From what I was reading online, it seems like it started in Arizona somewhere, power lines failed, it sent power failures all through Southern California, it caused two of the reactors in the San Onofre nuclear power plant to shut down, and of course, if you've ever been to Southern California, which of course I grew up down there, so I know the place very well. In fact, I remember when San Onofre was all by itself in the middle of nowhere, sits on the ocean, and as you go by San Onofre, it looks like a great big pair of boobs on the beach. You know what they were thinking when they built that. At any rate, San Onofre is a power plant, nuclear power plant, now surrounded by people. So it would be quite horrendous if something happened to that, like the one in Japan. It would do some serious damage. So anyway, it seemed like a news article I was reading it saying that the plant shut down correctly. There's no dangers in it. It did everything it was supposed to do. So that's always a good thing when their safety things work the way they're supposed to. Nothing special in terms. There probably are, but I keep forgetting to write them, and I'm going to try and remember to do that. It's getting harder and harder some days. Some weeks I'm not as busy as others, but due to the way my schedule works, 4 days on, 4 days off, sometimes I get here and I have nothing but work to do, which is enjoyable. So in closing, what have we got coming? Future podcasts, who knows? Maybe some scrolling plugins, maybe some banner tickers, maybe some advertising plugins. I don't know. Like I said, there's so many variations on WordPress as I'm discovering, and of course with 15,000 plus plugins, it's never ending. And I never know where it's going to take me. Sometimes I do a website and I don't even use the same plugins for a similar setup of one I've just recently done, because I find a better way of doing it. And it's constantly, and there's always new and faster and easier ways to do WordPress. So you got to love this program for that. And it just keeps growing and growing. And what else do we got here? Let's see. How you can contact us? Well, you can find me at my website, johnoverall.com. You can follow me on Twitter at onkonsu, or even find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com. Or email me at dragon@wppluginsa-z.com. And Marcus, he can be found on his website at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and on Facebook at facebook.com/marcuscouch. Or you can email him at marcus@wppluginsa-z.com. And that's pretty much all we got for you. I do have one piece of music for you, and then we will play our extra. Let's see what we got here. Let's bring this up. And, here it is. Play now.
Open the shelter like the rolling stones. Some ZZ Top and to rock my bones. But don't hold back, come on, I'll play me that boogie tonight. You had a bad day or you lost a gig. Went out for a walk and you tripped on a twig. Or maybe you're tired and you're just feeling down, or like a clown. Somebody told you your car was slow. You're just about to punch it in before you know. Your engine died and they left you there on the road. Yeah, all alone. Now don't give up now and don't you give in. Cause all you need is just a little bit. Good old fashioned, flashing boogie lights. Hop in your car and you take a ride. Across the tracks down by the riverside. And tell them don't hold back, come on, I'll play me that boogie tonight. You're feeling funky when you walk inside that little joint down by the riverside. You tell them don't hold back, come on, I'll play me that boogie tonight. Verse number two, it ain't so bad, so bad. A couple of beers and you're feeling kinda glad. A pretty little girl walks on over and she gives you a smile. Wow. You smile back into your surprise. She takes a seat and looks into your eyes. And she says, don't hold back, come on, I'll play me that boogie tonight. You could be dreaming, but not tonight. She's dancing real close and you're holding real tight. A little bit of wind and blues gonna light up the night. Hop in your car and you take a ride. baby, play me that movie tonight. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. A little magic in the night. The band is rocking and rolling. I can feel it now. The drums are pounding on a crazy beat. You're feeling funky as you move your feet. You can't hold back as you run across the floor like John Travolta did. Verse number three ain't so long, but it don't matter cause it fits the song. Just singing, don't hold back, no baby, maybe it's time for me tonight. You're feeling funky, you're feeling fine. Your day is better when you take the time. And you say, don't hold back, my baby, play me some boogie tonight. Alright. Yeah.
So there you have it. A little piece of music by Jeff Rane. And that was from Mevio's Music Alley. And we will let this little piece carry us out. Thanks for listening to our show. Don't forget to go in there and give us some ratings. Stop at the website. That's wppluginsa2z.com and give us a rating there. Rating us on iTunes. Anywhere you find us. Say hi. Tell us how we're doing. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Till next show, we'll talk to you later.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Thanks for listening. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. Some of the music you may have heard here tonight was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at mevio.music.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
They always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue to wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all.